Hello, welcome to Confusion Echoed. Today, I'm talking about peace. I'm talking about what it means to be with yourself in peace and what I think that means. So, peace to me is this state of calm that you receive from being connected to yourself and being connected to the universe. Now, to me, peace doesn't mean nothing is going to go bad. It just means that you yourself can handle any interaction or any kind of stimulus that comes your way in a kind manner, in a upfront manner, in a honest manner, without necessarily being without it destroying your peace. Nobody should be able to take control of your peace. You have total control over it, regardless of what you think, regardless of the guy that cuts you off. You can be in peace in those moments, no matter what. And so what I've found is that I have this moment where I'm connected to the universe, and I can tell when I'm connected to the universe when my thoughts and my ideas somehow manifest themselves in a different way. It's like I'll say a word and then it pops up on Reddit or something, and it's actually a little shocking that that happens. And so, like, for example, I'll give you a real world example. I'm working with my friend and I send him a text and I'm saying, I'm so excited for today. I'm up and doing as much research as possible. Now, I use research like we're in a study, man. Like, where we are taking our minds and expanding them, which is what most people call research. But to me, it also has this other implication of, like, yes, I'm going to take what we need to do straightforward. Like, I'm going to build this Excel worksheet. But when I'm doing research with this Excel worksheet, I'm not looking at each little box. I'm looking at the whole shebang and trying to see if I can implement any other ideas into it. It's a way of working within inside the box while thinking outside the box. And that's, I guess, my whole intention. I love the idea of that. Anyway, so to move on, peace is a state of mind that nobody can take away from you. So, and when I say nobody can take it away from you, I'm going to repeat what I was saying earlier, is just that you have total control of your attitude towards everyone and everything. Now, I know that there's going to be times that test you, and there's going to be times that you get hurt, and you can't possibly be unselfish in that moment. Now, I get that, but peace is a mindset that you need to vigilantly know that is all you need in your life is peace. And the more peace that you have inside yourself, the greater that you are going to be able to give to others in your life. And okay, so my next thing is, I guess I was trying to touch on whether, like, what connection to the universe was. So basically, I was doing research, and then I look on Reddit, and there was this, there's this picture, and it's by Carl Jung, and he said, life really does begin at 40. Up until then, you are just doing research. You are just establishing yourself. You are just establishing your memories and your habits and getting them ingrained. And, I mean, I'm not even close to 40. I still got, like, more than 10 years to go to then. But I get what he's saying. I can't see from the perspective of beyond 40, because, honestly, you can't say that at 40. You have to say it at 60 to say that life doesn't start at 40. So I'm nowhere even close to seeing that perspective. But I truly feel like my life began sometime in the future, if that even makes sense. Like, and I always feel like that, and that's kind of my problem, is that I think that way, is that I think, oh, until I get this thing, or until I have this thing established, I won't do this. And that's actually your intention with this podcast. So thank you for listening to Confusion Echoed. It's actually my mind. I'm not going to edit this. I'm not going to filter it. I'm literally giving you my mind unfiltered, and I hope you enjoy. Regardless, I'm ecstatic when I'm connected to the universe because it gives me signs. It gives me signs like this picture on Reddit telling me that, yeah, like, you're studying right now. You express to your friend that you are doing research. And then the universe is like, well, great, you're doing research, but just know that that your life isn't really going to start until 40. So keep doing what you're doing so that you're on track. And that's pretty exciting for me. I see it all the time. The other day, maybe like a month ago, I was driving Uber and I was doing a delivery and I had to pick up this place called something chicken. I don't remember. I just said this word, and the next thing I know, like I said this word that I would never say normally, and it just showed up on a bumper sticker on the back of a car. And it's amazing to me how quickly, when you are in sync, things pop out at you. Regardless, that's what peace is to me, is when the universe is showing me the signs that tells me that I am in sync, that my attitude is correct, and that I am treating people the way that I need to be treating them. And thank you so much for listening to Confusion Echoed. I hope you have a wonderful day.